Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Burger time. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
We've done many an episode on fast food culture, products, and marketing trends. Beyond that, of course, as a personal fascination of mine, we've also dove into the specific identity of McDonald's and how it's evolved and changed over the years. Well, this episode is not like that. In a strange pivot, a different trend, I guess if you can call it that, has been brought to my attention. One where consumers are buying and saving fast food in an effort to showcase just how many preservatives there are in the product, or perhaps how strong their gag reflex is. Strong. In that spirit, today on Ghost Town, we bring you another bizarre tale of fast food, the world's oldest McDonald's hamburger. If I told you McDonald's burgers don't really decompose, of course you probably wouldn't be surprised. There have been a lot of disgusting stories of McDonald's food production that defy nature, like the woman who left her burger out for a year and it looked the same, or McDonald's pink goo in chicken nuggets, or the variety of imaginative meats that go into a burger. Think eyeballs, earthworms, or even humans. However, none really compare to this true story of a seemingly immortal Australian quarter pounder that has never shown signs of decay despite being bought almost 3 decades ago. Back in 1995, Aussie friends Casey Dean and Edwards Nitz bought a quarter pounder with cheese from a McDonald's in Adelaide when they were just teenagers. Their goal? To eat it, of course. But it didn't quite turn out that way. They had bought a lot of food that night and just, for whatever reason, didn't get around to it. Quote, "Being teenagers, we ordered a truckload of food and it was just way too much," Dean said later in an interview. "It started a chain of events where we were joking, imagine if we kept this forever." They left the burger in a backyard shed, locked away in a cardboard and timber box, kind of as a joke. The friends would periodically check in on the burger that they affectionately nicknamed Senior Burger, according to Reddit. Other than that, their joke became a reality, and the burger just stood there, in the shed, for 30 years. Now, again nearly 30 years later, the sandwich has no signs of mold or smell, although it has shrunk down a bit from its original size. Another thing to note, it was remarkably intact, especially considering the shed was infested with vermin. Quote, "The rats had actually eaten through the plastic bag, heaps of clothes, got into the box, but they left the burger," said Dean. Gross and somewhat impressive, the friends' affection for the burger only grew when it came into the spotlight in 1995. At that point, multiple offers came in to buy the very old burger, which was now making a name for itself in the fast food and perhaps food science arenas. Skeptics questioned the 30-year-old Australian quarter pounder as the world's oldest, so it doesn't have the official title of world's oldest burger or hold that world record. It's disputed. Why? Well, in 2020, Utah's David Whipple claimed that he had the world's oldest burger after unveiling a McDonald's burger from 1999 that still looked, also, like the Australian one, remarkably fresh. Or at the very least, recognizable as a burger. Whipple, ironically, worked in the nutrition field and had originally purchased his burger to use in a presentation on deterioration, only to have his plan backfire spectacularly after he forgot about the burger and left it in his coat pocket. Whipple didn't wear that particular jacket very often, especially not in the sweltering summer of 1999. So the coat, and the burger, sat in the back of his car all summer long and beyond. I'm not sure why he didn't need the jacket for years and years, but 14 years later, he found the burger, looking like it perhaps had conducted its own experiment on deterioration and failed. Quote, "I bought a hamburger, a McDonald's hamburger," he told the local broadcast station. "I think it was 79 cents in Logan, Utah. I just tossed it into my jacket pocket and kind of forgot about it." Once Whipple rediscovered the burger, he placed it in a tin container to keep it safe, and of course, to show it to friends. Like Casey Dean and Edwards Knits, Whipple received offers from all types of people to buy the burger, including one from a local radio station, but Whipple wouldn't sell. Quote, "The station wanted to actually eat the burger," Whipple says, "but I told them that I wouldn't hand it over, especially because I thought someone might die if they ate it." So what would happen if you ate a 30-year-old fast food hamburger? Probably nothing good. But a couple people asked that very question in Dean and Knitz's Reddit AMA, which occurred on July 26, 2025, and was, of course, the inspiration for this episode. In the AMA, they told the story of their burger, which honestly might be more well-traveled and storied than most human beings. Quote, "It's been the subject of international news, shown on Russian TV, and even got me flagged at U.S. Customs. We've taken on our role as custodians seriously, and it's traveled through heat waves, house moves, and global headlines. We're not scientists. We're not collectors. Just two Aussie mates who accidentally became the custodians of what might be the world's oldest burger."